Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us today. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can now listen to us two times a week, Tuesdays from 7 to 8, Fridays from 3 to 4, and that's Central Standard Time. If you have any questions, comments, any remarks, uplifting remarks, that is, or any insight, you can email Marie or Beth at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. You can also follow our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. We also have a Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio. We would love if you went in there and liked our page, and once a month we go in and we choose a reader and you get a free half-hour reading, but you have to go like our page, and then it randomly select a name. And I'm trying to think what else to do. Oh, Marie and I also do goddess parties, and we teach classes. We come into the home, school, community, and it can be colleges, universities. We can go into elementary schools, high schools, middle schools, corporations. We teach a variety of classes, how to bring more joy into your life, following your intuition, tuning into it, or trusting your intuition. That's just to name a few, how to bring more prosperity into your life. A variety of different things. Mm-hmm. That's just me just saying it off the top of the head.
And we could do community ed, too, if you know anybody who would like to bring us in the community ed. We can do that as well.
Exactly. So, and if you're wanting to host a party, it's having 10 people, and it's free for the host or hostess, and it can be male or female. This is for both men and women or a variety of both. And I think, is there anything else that I need to mention?
Nope. We also do individual readings, too. So if you ever want to have a reading with one of us or both of us, we do that as well. We do it by Skype or telephone or in person. You can reach us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, or you can call Beth, 651-900-4136, and Marie, 651-303-0555.
Okay, now I think we said everything. Well, welcome to... Thank God it's Friday, people. Thank God.
Yeah, phone in Friday, and we have full moon energies going on, and I'm sure everybody's probably feeling them, and we've got solar flares, too, so a lot of stuff happening up in the sky.
It's like a surfboard, you guys, and you're riding a huge wave. And there's a lot of people who are reacting to, some people are getting through this easy peasy, and others, it's all of a sudden the last few ends of it. Mercury in retrograde wasn't too bad until maybe the last week or so for me.
Yeah.
And it's just been the past couple days with the new moon that I'm going, Lord, I'm just feeling it. I'm physically feeling it.
Yeah, mine's been Mercury retrograde shadow, where all of a sudden communication
Marie goes through a ringer. Let me tell you.
And I'm like, what the heck? And then it's just been, I don't know, every chaotic drama that can happen just happens to show up right now. So, but I feel like I'm getting through it, and I'm feeling like I'm the one in service. I'm supposed to be in service for people, because that's where people are reaching out to me. So I'm going, all right. I mean, yesterday I had to go, after I got home from helping a friend, I had to go, before I entered my house, stand on the grass with my bare feet and totally detach anything that was on me, or, you know, disconnect from all my helping that I did, put it up into the trees, transmutate it to the sky. I mean, my neighbors were probably going, what the hell is she doing? I mean, I was clearing, but I didn't want to bring that into my house.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So that was, you know, if you are in a situation where you are helping a friend and you are the one that is the rock for them and you're helping them through a tough time, make sure you clear yourself when you get home from them so that you don't carry that with you. And you keep yourself clear and focused.
You know, and that's she just brought that up. This is perfect. This is a good time, especially with what's going on right now, to make sure you cleanse your house. Sage is a superficial way of cleansing. So it's one way that you can do, and you should do it every single day. You technically should do it every day, even before you enter into the house, and then go throughout the house, because we're releasing on levels that we're not even aware of. And then also I would say probably on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, go through your house and use, if you have divination rods, and then you go through it and you cleanse it. I also do that also. I go through whole houses. And Marie does it also, and we can go and we can bless houses. We can also cleanse them. So anything mucky, yucky that's in there, and go room to room and look at what's going on in that room so that whatever's in there that's in storage there is taken out of there. So just be very mindful. There's people who are really calm and cool right now, and then all of a sudden craziness is coming in at the last minute. But there's reasons for that because there's certain attachments that are coming in with people who are really vulnerable right now. So anybody who might be under the influence of drugs, alcohol, mental health issues, those who are really struggling with depression, be very, very mindful of, you know, where your thoughts are. Stay as positive as possible because there's a lot of nasty stuff that's coming in and latching on. And if you're not aware and you're down in the dumps already, you're not going to notice one more thing. Mm-hmm. But it can be really irrational. Internal chatter and thoughts and feelings that you're going, where is this coming from? And again, if you're down in the dumps and you're not strong enough to get through it, be able to recognize that. Call somebody that you can trust and saying, oh my God, talk me through this.
Yeah,
and definitely
out.
Get outside. And seriously, guys, I'm not kidding you. People laugh, but it's get out there, hug the trees. The trees are like straws. They will zap it from you. So hug it and then stand and put your back to the back of it. And also lay on the ground. Put your face into the ground and then put your head into the ground on your, so do front and back sides. So that's my recommendation of being able to get through this crazy energy right now.
Yeah, and I, you know, I mean, it's kind of interesting how when the energies get really funky, the weather gets really funky. So pay attention to that too. I mean, you know, if things are going well and then you feel something and all of a sudden it clouds up and feels, as Beth puts it, Harry Potter-ish.
Yes.
Pay attention to that.
I mean, there's so much going on, you guys. I mean, like I said, I don't even talk the way I want to talk on here because so many people aren't ready to hear what I have to say, but it's like I'm keeping it as mainstream as I know how to. So there's just a lot of stuff out there that we have to realize that has to be cleaned up. The whole universe is being recycled, you guys. That's the best way of putting it. You know, getting rid of all the garbage, and we're talking lifetimes of garbage. And, again, remember, we have a war going on, so there's that energy, that lower energy that is still in this world and exists because of that. So as soon as that war's done, we'll see a whole new world. We'll see a whole new world. So, but take good care of yourself. Eat well. Stay away from the drugs and the alcohol. Don't sit here and suppress the feelings and the thoughts and the emotions that you're keeping inside. Do something healthy. Get outside, exercise, walk, run, bike, swim, crawl on the ground if you have to. I mean, get your body moving, and you're going to be amazed at how much faster and quicker that you'll transition through this. Don't suppress and oppress depression. It's the worst thing that you can do
right.
for yourself, the worst thing.
And also don't be afraid to reach out and get help or ask for help.
Yep.
It's
okay to be vulnerable.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with being down, or there's nothing wrong with feeling like the world is against you. But when you have these irrational thoughts that are coming in, you need people to come in and lift you up and get those thoughts away from you. So feel free, reach out. Don't keep it all inside. Whatever need you need to let go, let it out.
You know, and the thing is, I'm just going to say this because obviously there's a need for it. If there's anybody out there anywhere in the world that right now you feel like, well, you don't have anybody to reach out to, and if you feel like you're not in a good place mental health-wise, you feel like you're going to harm yourself or do something that you shouldn't, you can go to the nearest hospital and you can admit yourself, and then you can be under care there, and you can also go to a crisis center. Most cities have a crisis center that would keep you on hold for anywhere from 24 to 72 hours. So, and then they would make the decision of what your next step is. And like right now, there are many people who are needing that. Don't be afraid to connect with a counselor, a psychologist, or, you know, a spiritual counselor, whoever, somebody to reach out who's going to be able to lift you up.
Absolutely.
To help you, you know, with those coping skills that you may not have right at the moment. And there's nothing wrong with or shameful with needing help. We all need it. We're all here for each other, so. Remember to reach out. You have to reach out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we promise the rest of the show won't be so heavy, but it was a message that needed to be said just because of things that are happening. So
yes.
Whoever, you know, can benefit from this message, that's all we want to do.
Well, you know what? I can talk about a new business venture that I just started. Do we have callers?
Yeah.
Oh, we do. Well, hold on, because I want to say this. I'm starting a new business with somebody, with another organization. It's called 31, and it's a business. It's a woman who founded it, Cindy Monroe, and it's a business that's been around for 10 years, and it's a variety of different purses, totes, you know, utility bags, makeup, organizational. It's all this cool stuff that you can use for expos. And, you know, you can pack stuff in. You can use them as, containers, storage containers. God, I can't even come up with a name. Things that you can use for, like, children's rooms, for toys. It's really, really cool stuff that a variety of different bags, colors, shapes, sizes, and designs. And Marie and I are, believe it or not, this is no longer under construction. We are getting a website up and going here very, very soon. It's for real this time, folks. So my all of our information will be on there. So if it's a site that you want to go on to, because I am a distributor, and this woman set it up to where she gives back to the community. She helps cancer research. She does fund this. The organization 31 does fundraisers for, you know, people who are struggling with terminal illnesses. So she really gives back, and it's about empowering young girls and women. So people of all ages can own, you know, can be a part of this and be a distributor. So it's something I'm really looking forward to because I love bags. I love color. And, you know, I've got my own intentions of what I want to happen with this, along with the spiritual stuff. So anyways, that's enough of my little spiel there. We are going to take our very first caller.
All right. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Yes, hello, this is Marie. I'm calling you from Georgia. How are you?
Hi, Marie. Do you have a question or a comment?
I just have a question regarding what you guys see regarding my career, finances, my professional life. Just a lot of things have been changed. Have been happening, and I really don't know how to interpret it. I'm sure it has the, you know, astrological significance that you mentioned earlier, and thank you for the way that you explain it and express it, like with the universe recycling.
Well, you know, that's the easiest way that I can say it without scaring anybody, because we just have, like, a lot of stuff that we have to clean up. That's what it is. We're doing massive cleanup.
Okay, yeah.
About business. So are you currently working right at this moment?
Yes, I am. I am working intermittently. It's not like consistent 9-to-5 job, but I do get some work.
Okay.
I just saw a snake and I heard transformation. So.
Yeah, and I was hearing there's big changes that are coming up for you. And I'm hearing, like, within the next 2 months. So what is that? I'm asking, is that August? Are you talking September?
Yeah, because I'm seeing the snake shedding its skin.
I'm hearing the end of September is there's going to be huge, and you're going to love what ends up happening. There's going to be an increase of flow of income. It's going to start happening before 2 months, but I'm hearing there's a career change for you. Are you doing anything that has to do with, no, remember the universe can be really literal. They don't, when I hear medical, it doesn't mean it's traditional medical stuff. Are you doing anything to do with medical aspects? Either
exactly.
As a healer, either as,
yes,
are you
working
in a facility that has to do with anything medical?
I'm medical, very medical.
Okay. Well, there's going to be changes on the way that things, how you're currently doing it, and that's what I'm asking specifics on.
Do you have something to do with pharmaceuticals specifically?
No, not at all.
And this is what I'm hearing. There's going to be more natural healing. I'm hearing, so I don't know specifically what you're doing, but I'm hearing you're going to be implementing. So I don't know if this is going to be with what you're currently doing or if it's going to be something on the side that you're going to be doing and going more into, but I'm hearing herbs with you, and I'm hearing oils, and I'm seeing you in a room. So I don't know if you do any form of energy work like Reiki or integrated energy therapy or hands-on. Do you do hands-on? Because they go, stop right there. That's the one. Do you do hands-on right now?
I do hands-on, but I'm not doing the metaphysical stuff that you mentioned.
Okay.
I'm more traditional medical.
Okay. Well, and this is all I'm saying to you, to keep an open mind, because they're saying you're going to be transitioning. Again, it doesn't mean that you won't be doing one piece to where you're very traditional and then on the back side to where you're starting up something else, to where you're going to be doing the alternative until you gain more clientele. But you're going through this major transformation right now, and you're going to have big change happening within the next 2 months. So don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Allow this new way of being to come into your life. Because this is what your soul purpose is. Your soul purpose is another purpose versus what you think your life mission is. Is there anything else that you need to add on to that, Marie?
No, I'm hearing pharmaceuticals, potions, but pharmaceuticals not like a big pharmaceutical company,
mm-hmm.
but something to do with, why do they keep saying pharmaceuticals? Because everybody has a different impression of pharmaceutical. Natural pharmaceuticals.
So yeah, because I'm more environmental.
Yeah.
Dealing with pollution.
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah, and I keep hearing the potions as well. So something that you develop, naturally, some kind of natural compound that you develop, it'll be something that will be very useful to people. And that's, it's kind of veering away from the traditional, but you're still trying to help, as Beth said, kind of moving into that more metaphysical, natural side.
And that can be applied to animals. It can be applied to people. It can be applied to environment. So don't just get stuck up on the words that we're saying, like just with people. Be open to there's a new way that you're going to be working with bringing in more light into the world. Because you have your foot in the door in an industry that is going to be changing big time within the next year. It's already shifting, but there will be big changes within the next year to 2 years.
Yeah, I certainly do hope so.
Oh, yes, there will. There will be.
Yeah.
A lot's going to be going down in 2015. So just to keep an open mind on, intuitive guidance that you get, any thoughts and feelings when you're being guided towards something, don't sit here and shrug it off. Just keep a very open mind to where you're being directed and knowing that it's divinely guiding you into a new direction.
Are you involved with rivers and streams?
Water pollution, but not directly with rivers and streams, but just more home water that comes through our faucet, like tap water.
Okay, because I'm hearing that there'll be a connection with rivers and streams too, that'll be connected with what you'll be doing later on. Because it's important to have the rivers and streams clean.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And as you open up to all of this, everything will start falling into place. We can only sit here and say what it is that we get. It's our interpretation. So remember to decipher and discern for what it is that we're saying to you. But just if anything you hear, keep an open mind for the next 2 months on what you're going to be guided to doing, because it's going to be stuff that's going to take you out of your comfort zone. And as you step outside of that comfort zone, you're going to be amazed at how quicker and faster and easier you're going to be opening up to new things.
Okay. When you said rivers and streams, were you, when I go by the river, I've been seeing, like, butterflies, and I usually don't, but
mm-hmm.
butterflies, dragonflies, moths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I actually saw a fairy.
Yes.
And that was my second time in my life that I've seen a fairy, and I couldn't believe it.
I know.
You mentioned that snakes are a sign of transformation, but what about butterflies or those winged
also transformation?
Think about the process of what a butterfly goes through. It's in that cocoon, and it goes through that. It goes through that. What is it called again? I'm going blank. I just talked about it with
the
my
metamorphosis.
Kids. The metamorphosis. And then it all of a sudden comes out this beautiful butterfly that's flying. So that's like the what you're going through. And within the next 2 months, you're going to be shifting big time. And some people can get really scared with it because you're going to have to look at old ways that you didn't even know that you were aware of how you looked at things, life. But we're looking at you're getting rid of old belief systems that are not just from the present moment. They're from lifetimes of the way that you have lived in the world. And that's why butterflies are here, letting you know you're going through a major transformation. Dragonflies can represent illusions, the illusions that we have created throughout lifetime after lifetime of how we've been in limited belief systems and how you're going to start opening up to going, oh, my goodness. Now, okay, how many people do you talk about a fairy with? That's very magical thinking, isn't it? So keep with that thought because it is a very magical world. It's very magical. And I think it's cool that more and more people are talking about that. Fairies are
but in a safe place.
Exactly. Well, exactly. Yeah. You could, you know, exactly.
Well, you get to a point, though, I mean, because, you know, I came from a very traditional background, too, but you get to a point where you're just like, hey, this is who I am, and you just say it, and if people look at you, you're like, haven't seen them yet? Too bad for you.
You know? I'm talking about unicorns, rainbows, and butterflies, and, you know, fairies. I talk about it all the time. But, you know, I honestly, you know, you have to get to the point where you're not worried about what anybody else is thinking. It's being able to speak your divine truth, and your divine truth is you saw fairies.
Yep.
And the more you acknowledge them, the more present they will be in your life. The more present they will be in your life.
Right, and funny you mentioned rainbows, too. I see rainbows a lot as well. In fact, recently when I flew in a plane, I saw a shadow of the plane that I was on inside of a cloud, and a rainbow circle surrounded the shadow of the plane in the cloud.
Wow. Man, if you are not getting huge signs, you know what would be really cool?
But I don't...
Be writing everything down that you are experiencing. Write it all down.
I do. I just don't know how to interpret it. Like, I know
Oh, there's cool dream books out there,
cool
animal books out there. Ask for the right books, and you'll be amazed at how they'll be just come right into your life to help you with the interpretation of it. You are so much more gifted than what you think. So much more.
Yeah, there are books out there for signs and symbols. So if you just get it, you know, start with a general book like that, and then, like for me, my big thing is numbers. I mean, wherever I'm going, if I'm questioning, I just get numbers being thrown at me. So I know that that's how I get my signs, and I have a book that I look them up, and they give me my meaning.
And so what you could do is if you have a metaphysical store, just go there and see what jumps out at you or go to another store that carries books.
Barnes & Noble, too, carries a lot of those books.
Yep, you could look at them and whatever jumps out at you. And if nothing jumps out, then you don't buy anything yet. You can go back the next day or whenever, the next week, and you'll be amazed. When I officially started coming out of the closet, a deck of cards literally flew off the shelf and landed right on the ground.
Oh, that's happened. Yeah, that's happened.
Yep. And that's the universe going, this is what you need right now, because vibrationally you're ready to hear what is said in here.
Right.
And
Thank
then you can
you.
Also look on the Internet. Everything's on the Internet.
Yeah.
You can Google everything. But again, decipher and discern what feels right for you. Pay attention to what your gut's telling you. If it's light and free, that means yes. If it's heavy, that's a no.
Okay, I will note that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
you
both. Thank you both so much.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tiffany from Arkansas.
Hello, Tiffany from Arkansas. What's your question or comment?
Yes, I have a question. I decided to go back to school and get my degree at the age of 40. So I completed that, my bachelor's degree in addiction studies last year, and I've been struggling trying to find work in that field of helping people who struggle from addiction, and I just want to know, when do you see me actually working in the field?
Have you thought of moving out of Arkansas?
I have. I've been putting my resume out everywhere. I've been casting the net pretty far out.
Okay, good, good, good. Because first thing I heard was you got to move to do the job.
Do you have your license in your CDC? Are that in the licensure? Do you have your licensure in it?
No, because I just graduated the end of last year, and you register first as a counselor in training, which is a CIT, and then you have to work like 2,000 hours with a bachelor's degree before you can take a test and become certified.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, my daughter's doing that, but she's doing her certification at the same time with her bachelor's degree. So.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so she'll graduate certified. But yeah, the first thing I heard was you have to move to do this job.
Okay.
Have you tried up in Minnesota?
I haven't. No, I haven't.
Try, there are some well-known treatment facilities here. Try some of them here in Minnesota.
Okay.
I'm hearing to try around like North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Iowa, this whole
Midwest.
Yeah.
Yes, because I guarantee, girl, you wouldn't have a problem finding one here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would not have a problem
on
finding one here. Yep. I'm hearing Minnesota for you.
Yeah.
You know, even look this up, Greater Minnesota Family Services.
Okay, Greater
Minnesota Family Services. Yep,
services.
And it's something that you could put in a resume, and you could also write them a letter because they have contacts with a variety of different collaborations.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they would be able to get you hooked up with somewhere in this area saying this is what's around here. I'm here in St. Cloud with you also. Look to see what's in St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Yeah, and time-wise, I'm hearing 3 to 6 months.
Yep.
Okay. So 3 to 6 months. And do you think I'll be okay? Because, like, right now I'm not working, and it's been a struggle. And I'm sure a lot of people are feeling it, too.
Yeah, but what I'm hearing to do is to get, until you actually get your full-time, you know, the position that you want, is to either continue to do part-time jobs or find something to just pay the bills.
Okay.
While you're sending your resumes out.
I'm actually, what I'm hearing with you, I'm hearing to either do bartending or waitress, and it's temporary, and it will keep you in that mode that you're not going to get comfortable and stay there. So you're going to do what you have to do. You're going to get your tips. You're going to be able to make that money, and it's going to give you the freedom of remembering this is not where I'm staying because you're not going to get comfortable with that job. So, I mean, I'm hearing it very adamantly to do either bartending or waitressing.
Okay.
Because that will keep you in that motivation of going, okay, I'm going. But I'm only here for a short time, and I'm going.
Okay.
This is not the end-all be-all.
Okay. That's interesting. I don't have any experience in that, but just go ahead and just apply, right?
Yep, just apply. Yep.
Okay.
Because then it gives you the freedom of being able to do all this other stuff, and then you get tips. So, you know, bartender, you can make pretty good. You know, if you can get into, like, a bar or a lounge somewhere, you can make some pretty good tips. Go to an airport. See if you apply for something there. But again, remember, don't get stuck there. Don't get stuck there.
Okay, because he isn't supposed to move. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
Anything else that you ladies see? Or?
I'm hearing just stay in that, keep moving forward. Don't go into the worry. Stay out of that worry. Stay out of that fear. And just knowing that you do have to get out of Arkansas. And you are looking at the Midwest. You'll love it here. You'll love it.
Are you are you in a relationship
right now? I am. I'm married, yes.
Okay.
I'm not particularly happy, but yes, I'm married.
Okay.
Oh, that was going to be my next thing.
Because I heard that once you get settled wherever you are, then love will come your way. That's what I heard.
Okay. Do you see me moving alone by myself?
I'm hearing a yes.
Yes on that one also. Yep.
Wow. Okay.
I'm hearing don't hang on to something that's not supposed to be. You already know that. You know that your heart knows that. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But remember, free will can step in, just so you know that, because you have to take accountability for your life. But just continue to move forward. You're doing really great. Your energy is really great. Stay in the moment. You're done with the past. Don't worry about the future. It's moment to moment. You're doing really good. You're doing really good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, ladies. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
It.
Thank you for
You're
calling
welcome.
In.
Thanks for calling. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. This is Patty and I'm in New Mexico.
Hello, Patty.
Hello, Patty.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, love your program. It's very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
So one question you said only, right?
Correct, Amando. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm having some confusion with my romantic relationships. I was with this guy for 4 years and I needed a break, but then there are other people around. I'm not involved with anybody extra, right? But I don't know. It's just a little confusing. Let's use that word, although I don't like it. But so I would like to hear what you girls have to say about my love life. Let's put it that way.
Well, I'll tell you the first two words I heard was move on.
Ah, whoa.
Move on. He's got a lot of drama baggage.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of seems like he's not willing to resolve any of that drama baggage.
He's got a lot of father issues, so it's stuff that he witnessed when he was a child. It feels like his dad may not have been the nicest guy. And he's really holding on to that, and it's affecting your relationship. He's not giving the quality that you are deserving of.
Yeah.
And to know that you're worthy of more than that, of better than that, let's put it that way. You're worthy of better than that.
Okay, that's with him. And then there's other two guys. I'm not involved with them, but they are there. And one lives where I am, and the other is overseas now. And I'm not sure if I should pursue a relationship with any of them or just be on my own now.
Yep, it's being on your own.
What I'm hearing for you is to just be on your own, and you have to kind of work on healing you completely and deciding, okay, what do I want for myself? What is a perfect relationship, healthy relationship look for me? And working on that. Because once you get that understood, then that next person can come in, and it'll be the person that you want.
Oh,
you
want to
be the best
that
you can be, Patty. Be the best that you can be for yourself. And then when you're good with that, you'll be amazed at the quality of the person that you're going to draw in. Somebody that's worthy of you and that you're worthy of them. You are a queen, and you should be treated like one. But you also want to be able to treat your guy like a king, as he should be treated also. But there's some heart stuff that you need to work on yourself, letting go of your past hurts and present hurts. Don't be afraid to be on your own and get to know who you are.
Okay, I understand. I have a quick thing, very quick. My daughter passed away recently, and I was wondering if you girls can see how she's doing. Hello?
Yeah, no.
Oh, no, we're tuning in. We're tuning in to her.
Yeah. No, I was just saying, my daughter, she was a teenager. She had, like, an accident and passed away almost a year ago, and it's been very rough. But I'm very spiritual. We get in contact through dreams, and I know she's doing well. I was just wondering if you can kind of get in contact with her or her.
What I'm getting is that she's in a temple right now. Before we just ascend, we go to different temples and we sit here and we talk with a variety of different ascended masters, angels, the different hierarchies of angels. There's a lot of light beings that we talk about, and we talk about what we learned here on Earth. And she's in counseling over there. She's in good spirits. Don't think that she's not in good spirits. But she's doing something that's helping on a deeper level for you and all of the family members, because it's something, there's family lineage that has to do with, do you have a lot of people who have died of heart attacks in your family?
Yeah, a few.
So
yes.
She's working on a lot of stuff, and it feels like it stemmed from your great-great-grandfather. So she's over there with your great-great-grandfather, and they're talking about it because it's stuff that the current family members are still rooted in, this stuff that it needs to be taken care of. So she's helping on that end, for that reason specifically. So she's not stuck here because of sadness or anything. She's in there so that she and great-great-grandpa can sit here and look at what's the root of the issue so that it can finally be dissolved. And with you sitting here and taking your time to be by yourself and not in another relationship, you're going to be able to heal a lot of that stuff. And it's not just for you. It's for the generations before you and generations that are with you now and after you. So this is really big transformation and transmutation that you're going through right now. So it's really important that you are by yourself, because it's going to be huge, huge, the growth that you're going to experience. But other than that, she's doing fantastic, because she feels like she's doing really something significant for you and all other family members.
And pay attention to whatever messages you get in dreams from her. Write them down. You know, even if they don't make sense, at some point they will, because as she's continuing to work and you're working on yourself, you'll understand the meaning of the messages.
Okay. Wow.
Did she have longer hair?
Yeah, it's a long dark hair.
Yes.
She's just this beautiful girl. I don't know if this is her hair color, but I'm seeing, it almost reminds me of like a caramel color. Maybe a little bit on the darker side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, beautiful girl, beautiful energy, and she's just so proud of herself because, you know, we never die. Our physical bodies leave us, but she and great-great-grandpa are doing a lot of work over there. So she's saying, don't worry about me, Mom. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. She's doing a lot of work for you and all family members.
Wow. Well, I'm very proud of her. She was very spiritual. She was incredible.
Yes. She's doing phenomenal over there, just so you know. Very, very happy she is. Very happy.
Oh, wow. Wow. I have no words.
So hopefully that gives you some peace of mind. Hopefully that gives you peace of mind.
Well, yeah, it gives you peace of mind, and then remember now to take this and start working on yourself.
But now with that, Patty, I'm supposed to bring this to your attention. Do you feel how your heart is starting to feel lighter now?
Yeah, it's getting better, yes.
Yep.
Yes.
So continue to allow that now that you know that you don't need to worry about her. Remember, no matter what your belief system, our loved ones are only here for a brief moment. It could be 80 years, 114 years. It could be an hour. It could be 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They came, made a presence, made an impact, but they're there on the other side to do work even greater than what they did here. So she's really, she's doing, her job here is to do the work for the family on the other side now. And it's big because she's hooked up with a generation from way before her. And they're doing work that all of you that are still here on Earth, that are family, are going to benefit from. So yes, you should be very proud of her. She's very proud of herself.
Yeah, she was a very old soul. And
yeah,
she came with
very
a
old soul.
Lot of knowledge.
Not a lot of knowledge, yes. She's a bright light, a very bright light.
What's a way, a good way of communicating with her? Usually she appears in dreams. Sometimes we talk, sometimes she just appears, but kind of like getting tuned, you know?
You can ask specific questions. You can ask for a specific sign. You could ask, like, if there's something that the two of you knew, like, let's say if she was a little girl and she had a favorite stuffed animal. So if you ask her a question to show that she's present with you, ask her, and you'll either think of whatever the stuffed animal is, that's just a suggestion, or you'll dream about this stuffed animal, or you'll see a cloud that's in this stuffed animal. You might see another child who has a stuffed animal just like it. That's just letting her know that she's with you. They never leave us. They have a sacred contract. They never leave us. But sooner or later, they don't come around as much just because they're there to ascend, and we want them to ascend. We want them to go fully into the light. We don't want them here. But she's doing major work. She's in counseling with other people, but it's not for herself. It's for other family members. She chose to help out with that, to help with great-great-grandpa. And then with helping great-great-grandpa, that's going to help everybody. That's going to help everybody.
I see. Well, thank you very much, ladies. Yeah, that helps a lot.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye.
Okay. Ooh, I was picking up on a lot of emotion there. Ooh. All right. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Anne. I'm calling from California.
Hello, Anne. Do you have a question or a comment?
Just a question.
Sure. Go for it.
Well, there's two people that actually I'm interested to, two nice men. One has blue eyes, another one has dark eyes, and they have the same name. I was wondering, which one do you see I will end up in the relationship?
Her blue eyes.
Oh, isn't that weird? I heard brown eyes. I heard brown eyes.
That's weird.
I've seen brown eyes and dark hair. And we're talking about really dark hair.
Well, he has gray hair and brown eyes, and he's kind of skinny, but he has gray hair. We're all not young people, so both guys, they have gray hair.
Well, I'm seeing blue eyes with dark hair, though. Is this the other person? Does he have dark hair?
He has gray, but when he was in his 30s, in his old pictures, he had dark hair.
Hmm. No, these brown eyes are really significant. So now I'm going to go in and ask, is this the guy? Yeah. Meanwhile, anything else that you're getting?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
That's interesting.
Well, you know, here, just keep an open mind now, Anna. Is it Anne or Anna?
Anne.
Keep an open mind. Remember, free will can step in if you choose. But I'm hearing there's a new one coming. Because we're talking dark brown eyes, and he has dark, it's like dark, dark brown hair. It's right on the surface of going into black. Very dark, and he's tall, and he's muscular. Very nice-looking guy. Very nice-looking guy, but he's younger. I'm hearing he's younger. So just keep an open mind to who you're going to be meeting here, but you're going to meet him, and he's going to be in a very pale yellow shirt, wearing jeans.
Mm. And so those two that I know, and they actually, we're very good friends, we have great connection, we have a lot of things in common with each of them, and they're very nice people, so I would really want to continue with them.
It's not saying that you couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, you could. I would say out of the two of them, the blue-eyed one would be is pops out more than the brown-eyed one.
Mm-hmm.
But if Beth is seeing a new person, then keep an open mind.
Well, I'm hearing it's not just
mind.
Seeing. I'm
and that doesn't
I'm
mean you
it.
Can't continue to see the blue-eyed person, but keep an
open
mind.
Well, there is a problem with the blue eye. We don't see each other at this time much, and the brown eye stays with me and helps me with most things. And he just sent an email that he wants to see me also. So I would say brown eyes stays. I mean,
there you go.
Closer time than the blue eyes, because blue eyes, I don't know where he is. We are friends, but I haven't heard from him in about months or two.
Well, you know what would be interesting? Ask the brown-eyed guy if he has an old picture of being in a pale yellow. If he has a pale yellow shirt with jeans, but his hair is fully colored. And I might be seeing a younger version of him. Oh, I'm hearing
yes.
No. I'm hearing no. I'm hearing no, so never mind. They're saying no, there's a new guy coming. So it's not saying that you can't have a relationship with this one, but just keep an open mind. Keep an open mind.
Hmm. Okay. I understand. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's interesting. Okay. Oh, there's that person. Oh. Okay. Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lynette. I'm calling from Maryland.
Hi, Lynette. Do you have a question or a comment?
question. Okay. Wanted to see what you ladies are picking up in the way of impressions about a job application that I submitted last week.
Lynette and a job application. Let's see here. Does it have anything to do with nursing or to where you would be helping people? I don't know
not
why the
nursing,
word nursing
no.
came up, but it would be to where you're, where you would be helping with the taking care of other individuals. Is it in that line of work?
Not directly, you know.
Okay, don't say anything else because we want to see if we can pick it up. Let's see here.
Is this kind of well, I keep hearing that this place is very political. Is it a political place? As far as...
Yes.
Okay.
I just keep hearing nursing. I don't know what that's about.
Okay. And I mean, I'm hearing that this place would be too political for you, and they're saying it's really not for you, but... Let's see.
I don't know why I'm getting it. I just keep hearing nursing and helping others. So I don't know if I'm picking up on somebody else or if this is...
Yeah, because I'm hearing to apply in a medical institution.
Do you have that background?
No, I don't.
Hmm. Why? But could you do your job in a medical institution?
It's possible, but I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Okay. Okay.
You know what? I've never, ever in my whole life that I've been reading people, that I've never been able, like I'm stumped, and all I keep hearing is nursing.
Yeah, and I'm hearing
and
medical
helping
institution.
Other people.
I'm hearing the one that you applied for is just, it's too political. It's too political. And I don't know, I'm assuming, I don't know if you knew that when you applied there.
Can I ask you something, Lynette? Can I ask you, do you give us permission? Will you open yourself up so we can read you? Because maybe you're not coming in clear. I've never had this happen to me before. I just want to see if it would help. Because some people think that they might be open, but at some level, etherically, you're not. Do you give permission to open yourself up so Marie and I can come in here and answer your question for you?
Yes.
Okay. Because I was feeling like something was closed down in the back of you. And that's just for safekeeping. There's nothing wrong with that. So let's see here. Okay, now I'm picking up on something else here. What were you going to say?
Oh, no, I picked up on a word, but I don't know if this is.
I'm hearing office. Does this have to do with, like, some form of office management?
Budget management more.
It's okay, so it would be in the management position.
And where does journalism fit in?
Nowhere.
Okay.
Well, it might be to where how they're interpreting it. It's where they're saying journalism. It might be to where, like, if you're doing any form of management, you're going to be having to do, like, paperwork stuff. You're going to have to be, you know, documenting stuff, writing stuff. So that could be their universe.
Yeah, journalism can be also investigating and writing up, you know, reports or whatever. So. Because they're throwing words at me, and I'm like, well, okay, I'll say them, but they're not ringing true with her.
I'm hearing management. It's like, and I'm hearing specific, like, you know, like the office management. And I'm hearing within 3 weeks there will be an answer within 3 weeks. So that would be the end of July, beginning, going into the beginning of August. No later than the 3rd, I hear. No later than the 3rd that you're going to have an answer. And it feels very good, though. It feels very light.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't been on an interview yet, correct?
Correct.
Because I'm hearing have your salary ready. So when you go in there and they talk about what would you be, what would your requirement be, for whatever reason in this interview, you're going to be able to bring in the salary negotiation, and you need to have a price of what it is that you feel that you are worth. Go in there very confidently, but it feels very, very good. And I'm hearing within 3 weeks you're going to have an answer. So I don't know if they're going to be calling you within 3 weeks or you're going to be on that interview within 3 weeks. But there's this really good energy that's coming in, and it's a steady flow. It's a steady flow.
And to validate, I can't, you guys, I don't know names or who sounds like what, whoever said political,
yep.
Very much on point because the position is at the Pentagon.
Oh, there we go. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, but so don't, you know, just be very confident. Go in there. But I'm hearing it's yours. It's definitely yours. So then that would be why we weren't able to read you because you weren't advertising.
Well,
that's not something a lot of people. Excuse me?
No, say that again.
I said that's just, then it makes sense with why I wasn't able to read and because, you know, not a lot of people announce, hey, I just applied, you know, to the place that you said. But it feels very, very good, and it feels like within 3 weeks you're going to have an answer. Within 3 weeks.
So, okay, you are not the first person to mention the nursing thing. I think I spoke to you before and you said nursing.
Yeah.
Or as a healing work, but... I don't have a background in that. So I don't know, is that like my soul's mission? Is that what I'm supposed to be doing?
Well, here's the thing is sometimes it's not to literally take what they say literally. Mm-hmm. They can present it as, because a nurse would be somebody who helps other individuals, and then the nurses are definitely viewed as healers as well. So you'll definitely, I guarantee, working where it is that you're flying the Pentagon, that is not your sole mission, but you're also there to bring in light, just so you know, but not to get lost in that because you're going to be doing other stuff to bring in all this, you know, the metaphysical stuff, the alternative ways of being, of helping people. But you can heal with your words. You can heal with your presence, with the love and the light that you carry. There's so many different ways that you could be viewed as a nurse in the eyes of the universe, just so you know. But then that makes sense because they were very adamant on the nursing. It doesn't mean you have to go back to school for nursing, just so you know. Just so you know.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck. Do you have anything else to say to her, Marie?
No, I just, that's, you know, your nursing and my medical institution, I still keep hearing the same thing. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, yeah.
They're being very cryptic with you. It's like we have to really work.
Yeah, but you know what? It really makes sense just because of the job.
Yes, I
think it's hysterical. It goes hand in hand with the position that you apply for, that organization.
Yes.
So, of course, they're very cryptic, too. So it's like it makes sense. So I hope that helps you.
Wow.
I hope that helps you.
It
okay,
did.
Well, thank
you
so much for calling in. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to just clear ourselves, you guys. We do that after each phone call. So if you get a little pause there, don't worry. We're still on the air.
Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear us?
We're going to put you on hold.
Yep, take the next caller. Okay. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
What was your first name again? I'm sorry.
It's Tanisha.
Tanisha?
Yes.
Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question.
Okay.
And excuse my background. I'm having work done at the house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just calling because I just was presented with two opportunities as far as employment. And just wanted to know which one, because it just involves me moving and trying to figure out what part of Georgia I would try, you know, commute from.
Tanisha and unemployment. That's our theme today, employment.
Yes.
Let's see here.
Did you say you're moving?
Well, I'm moving from my apartment that's in Georgia, but today I'm calling from New Jersey, so I've been, like, traveling all over.
Oh, I see. Okay. So your jobs will be in Georgia?
Yes. I have one on the 17th and one on the 21st.
Oh, you have interviews. Okay, okay.
I'm hearing the one on the 21st. That one feels really light. That feels very light for you.
I'm getting the same.
Is that going to be, like, something you do in an office? It's office work that you're doing?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm hearing that one. You're gonna like the environment of the office that you're gonna work in better. It's
cheerful and inviting.
Yeah, it's lighter.
So
it's brighter.
I see like bright sunshine in there. So you're gonna be this bright light. You're gonna have supportive coworkers. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. I hear, and they're gonna love you.
Yeah, because I was feeling really good about it, even though. The salary is really, you know, I was expecting something different since I did get my master's, but they were offering, well, we didn't confirm a salary, but I was just researching, and I was like, just was trying to figure out what side I would be moving to.
But I'm hearing you have great potential, though, with salary.
Mm-hmm.
Once they see what you're really capable of doing, you'll be surprised at how quickly you move up salary-wise.
Okay.
And don't be afraid to negotiate that either at the interview.
I'm supposed to be taking a license to get my license in my field, which is social work. And just was thinking about certain dates. And I was thinking about taking it on August 1st. And it's a really, really expensive test. Do you think that's in my
I'm hearing no. August 1st is not the date.
Mm-mm. I'm hearing wait until September.
Yep, September. If you can do it in September, September is better.
Wait to September? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. That just saved me some money because it's very expensive. And I am.
And just know you're going to do it. You're going to do it. Yeah. You got it. You got it in the bag, just so you know, because you're in the right field.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You're awesome.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. Thank
you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Grab our next caller. Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm calling. My name is Wanda and I'm calling you from Georgia.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Do you have a question or a comment?
A question, please.
Okay.
I've recently started talking to a friend from high school, and I wanted to see if you see where this is going.
Okay. So friend from high school, where is it going?
Do you need a name or anything?
Do you want a name? Do you need a name?
Sure. A name would always help.
Mark.
Ooh, I just got two thumbs up on that one.
It's
two
really
thumbs
light.
Up. It's already there. The love is in the air already.
Good
feels,
energy. He has really good energy.
Yeah. Yes. He's very much of a bright light. The both of you together will continue to do really great stuff together.
Was there like a crush thing in high school between you two?
Well, actually, on my side there was, but I don't think he even knew that I existed because he was two grades up from me.
Yes, he did.
He
did
know.
He knew who
he
was.
Yeah, he
knew.
It's just, you know, age and circumstance. He knew who you were. But actually, it's better that you're coming together now because you both needed those life experiences and you needed to go through what you each needed to go through to get to this point. So... it'll be a good one.
Yes. Oh, yeah,
you know,
he feels fantastic.
We started off, you know, texting and talking, and then all of a sudden he just got really cold, at least it seemed that way. But I don't know if maybe I'm just reading too much into it.
Yeah, you were reading too much into it. You were reading too much into it. But that's just your stuff from your past relationships. So to make sure that you're working on that and letting that go and you're letting go and not bringing any old baggage into a new relationship, because this could go far. This could go. Open up your heart and trust, 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 trust. He's a good one. He's a good one.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling. Okay.
Let me get the next one on. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. All right, this is Deidre in Florida.
Deidre?
Yes.
Do you have a question or a comment, Deidre?
I did have a question. Relationship issues. I didn't know if you had time for that.
Oh, yes, we do. We've got time for you, Deidre.
Okay. Well, me and my guy have kind of a new relationship, Bill. Just trying to see if you see it going anywhere. I'm not so sure.
Deidre and Bill. Is he like a cowboy type?
Sort of kind of, yeah. Biker, yeah, type. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm seeing his energy is very light and free with you. You guys blend very well together.
Big heart.
Oh, huge heart.
Yeah, chakra. I just keep figuring it out.
Heart.
Like, I don't know
chakra.
If he's in. Yeah, is it hard to see if he's into me or not? Like, I have no idea.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Is he kind of gruff, but he's... I see a gruff person who may look gruff
on the outside. Yeah, real hard on the outside.
He's a teddy bear.
He is a
huge,
teddy
loving
bear.
Person.
Yeah.
And is he an animal person, too? Because I hear that he loves animals.
Okay, yeah. That's true.
And I'm sorry, anybody who loves animals, they have a compassion. So it's like, yes. And it's like you're going to help him continue to open up that heart even more to where you're going to see more and more of it. But he's definitely, he has a lot of protection. He has a lot of armor around it. But he's a big heart.
Does he have a mustache?
Yeah, he's got a mustache. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's like,
guy.
I feel like I'm all into him. I'm like, oh, I don't know if he's, you know, he seems distant, and I don't know if he's got other
he's
stuff
shy.
On.
He's got shy.
Yeah, I was
going
to say he feels very shy.
Mm-hmm.
Unsure of himself around women. So here's your perfect way of opening up the door of opportunity of helping him how to communicate in an effective way.
Okay.
And you'll be amazed at how fast he grows.
Have you asked him out yet?
Well, we've kind of been going out, but it's like, it's just, I don't know, it just has that wall there, so it doesn't really, with it gets, you know, it's kind of weird. And I'm trying to, you know, at first, I'm like, okay, he's not into me, let me just move on, but it's just something keeps me engaged with it. Yeah.
I wonder if you would dare, face-to-face, just come out and ask, how do you feel about me?
Wow.
Be that independent woman and talk about empowering yourself.
Okay, then this is kind of going to sound funny, but they're saying do it over ice cream.
Oh, he loves ice cream.
ask him out for ice cream and then ask him.
How do you feel about me?
Let him know that you really like him.
You can just sit here and say, do you like me? Because I really like you. Do you like me? And it's like, you'll be able to read, or he'll be able to say yes. He's not going to say no.
Yeah.
He's not going to say no.
Yeah.
He really wants
little
to impress
stuff he does
you. He really
that
wants
I,
you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why little stuff he does keeps me interested in it. It's just sometimes I can't read it. I'm like, what is up with this? Like, yeah, I'll call. He won't call me back. It's like, what is up with this? So, yeah.
That's part of that armor that's around him just to keep himself protected because he's been hurt in the past, but it doesn't mean he's going to bring that into your relationship.
Yeah, he did have a nasty divorce, and he just talks like I almost feel like he doesn't even want to really, you know, be with anyone that serious again. So then part of me is like, oh, God, I'm wasting my time, but yeah, you never know.
And it won't hurt you to try, and it will also help you. What a way to empower yourself.
Ask him out for some ice cream this weekend and then see what happens.
Yep.
I definitely am going to do that. Okay.
And then call and let us know how it went.
I will.
All right. Well, good luck.
Yes, good luck.
Thank you guys so much.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks for calling.
Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. Let's see. Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello. My name is Charlotte. I'm calling from Alaska.
Well, hello, Charlotte from Alaska. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Pretty good. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question.
Okay.
You guys, I've been applying for retail sales jobs, and do you see me getting one anytime soon or no?
I'm hearing yes. Why am I hearing Barney? Is there such a store as Barney's? Barney or Barney's?
No, there's Barnes & Noble.
Oh, Barnes & Noble. Hmm. Have you applied to a Barnes & Noble?
No, that's why it's shocking, yeah. I applied everywhere else.
I am hearing within 3 weeks. 3 weeks you can have an answer, but I'm trying to ask, where is it? Is it Barnes & Noble?
Have you been applying, like, at women's clothing stores? Is that what you've been applying at?
No. No.
Okay.
I'm serious. I'm seeing a bunch of books, so it has to be Barnes & Noble's. And I'm hearing Barney's. But I'm seeing bookshelves. And then I'm seeing management with you, so there could be great potential.
That's what I was, Dave, actually. Management. At a bookstore, actually.
Oh,
but I didn't
you
apply.
Well, isn't Pardon? That interesting? They're showing
but
me what she's doing currently. Is she going to be getting a new job? No, well, is it because you're leaving because you want to leave? You want something new?
I just want to work. Because I've been terminally ill for 8 years, and I haven't worked.
Oh. So you're not currently working in this bookstore?
No, I've just been healing people on the side.
Oh,
the side
okay.
Energetic healing, but I need a paying job.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Not like once or twice a week because I need to pay rent and stuff like that.
Yep, I would say try the Barnes & Noble because
I also
am hearing books.
Yeah, I'm seeing books. And then I'm going to see, I see management, so you might advance really fast.
Okay.
And the reason I asked you about the women's clothing stores because I heard that you would be very bored if you did that.
The women's
clothing?
No, I
would be.
Yeah.
There would be because there is a women's clothing store near here and I was going to apply for it today, but I know I wouldn't. I hate it. I hate that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I was going to today and then I was like, I can talk myself out of it.
There's something about the books though that resonates with your soul. And I think being
because
around
I
the
just,
book, yeah, and
I
the paper and
novels.
The words is something that'll be beneficial for you.
Right.
And the reason for that I'm hearing is because it's not superficial. Like, clothes are superficial. Books have meaning.
Right.
It comes from people. It is, and it's souls that people are – it comes from – most people who are successful authors, it comes from their heart. It's a piece of their essence. So that would ring, just like Marie said, it rings true. The books are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So this is what your soul is saying that it needs for you to be around at this time.
Right. So I just written a novel and it's now being edited, so.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, that's interesting. I was going to ask you if you ever thought of writing a book.
Well, I channeled it. That's from my guide.
Did you?
Did you? Wow.
What's the name of it?
Gold Star.
Bullstar?
Gold Star, yeah.
Oh, Gold Star, okay. Oh, wonderful. I see you writing in it, like doing a book tour. So that this connection with the bookstore is going to be really good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So giddy up and go on that one. Giddy up and go.
You got it.
Get
hey, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Have
good luck.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye.
We have about 20 minutes left. Okay. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm here in the Southwest. My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Hi. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I have a question. This is a very serious issue. A neighbor and I had to take action against another neighbor. Yesterday, she had abandoned her dogs, and we had not seen anybody at that house. And the dogs were getting out, and they were hungry and thirsty. And so I had to call the authorities, and I'd like to find out. I have not seen her. Her son came back to the house, but he left. And I'd like to find out what's going on, what's going to go on, you know, forward. And am I protected?
Yes. Yes, you are protected. And you haven't seen her at all?
No, I haven't seen her for a long time. My neighbor said that he had seen the dogs running loose for 7 days. I only saw them running loose for like 4 or 5, but they were coming in my yard to drink water, and they were hungry, and so my neighbor fed them, but nobody was at the house, and the authorities had to come, and the police had to go inside the house to get one of the little dogs, and I did it anonymously, so I just don't... I did this for the dogs, and I don't want any type of retaliation, and I don't know if she's going to come back.
I'm hearing she's in the hospital. I'm hearing she's in the hospital. Is she an elderly woman?
No. She's a younger woman. I don't even know how old, but I would think, I don't know. She has a teenage son, but she's not elderly.
Why am I seeing an elderly woman? Huh. I'm seeing an elderly woman, and I'm hearing hospital. So I don't know if she has a connection with maybe a mother or grandmother that might be in a hospital or like maybe like a nursing home setting to where she had to take off, and it was the last thing she was thinking about were the animals, which is unfortunate because animals are like, you know, most children, like, you know, to most people are like children, and you wouldn't just let them be.
Right. Yeah, they got out of the yard. I think they forced their way out so that they could get some water. They were just, nobody wanted to take action. Nobody wanted to do anything. And I got a neighbor to get some food, because I don't have animals. He's got dogs. So I asked him if he could feed them, and they would drink water in my yard. And and then we finally did something. I did something because everybody else was just complaining about the dogs and it's, you know, not doing anything. And so I just took the leap and called.
I had to do that once upon a time myself. I lived in an apartment, and all of a sudden there was this gross smell. And a friend of mine owned the house that we lived in, like this tower part, myself and this other individual. Well, here they ended up having, they were breeding dogs, all these animals, but I never heard them. Never heard them. So I'm going, why would I not have heard them? But I was in college, so I was coming and going, but the smell was horrific. Here, they just left them abandoned up in the apartment. I felt so bad, but it's like, okay, it wasn't my fault. I was busy with school, and once I figured out, oh, my God, something is living in there and not being taken care of. But I pray to God that whatever's in there is still alive. So we ended up having to call the Humane Society. I mean, it was a big ordeal, and it ended up being on the news, and I'm going, oh, great. But, I mean, it was the best thing, because thank God the animals, they all survived, and they were all put into care. And but you have to do it. You have to do it.
Yeah. And so they were just demonizing these dogs, saying that, well, they're going after people. I said, well, we got to do something. They're hungry, you know.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
No, you did the right thing. No retaliation.
You did the right thing. You did the right thing.
Now,
I'm just hearing that. There won't be any retaliation, and I'm just hearing something went on, and there's an elderly woman that's involved with this younger woman that you say, because there's an older woman and a hospital. So it's me just putting certain things together unless you could go over there and say, just what was going on here, if you have the courage to do that,
get
that validation. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to leave her alone. I already done my job. I can't get involved anymore.
Exactly.
I don't know who they are. Their yard's a mess. Her son comes and goes. He's a teenager. They have parties there, and I just don't trust them. I just did this for the dogs, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to get the dogs or if the dogs are going to be adopted out or what, but...
Well, just so you know, what they normally do is they'll go in. I'm telling you, there's even better care with Humane Society than there is with kids who get taken out of the house. There has to be there's a full investigation. The ASPC gets involved, and usually is a big ordeal. There's laws
animals.
That are down with the animals. You don't mistreat them. There are
right.
people who put their feet down on that, you know, so... That and children are the two ways for America to get involved with people. So,
yeah,
it feels
okay.
like you're going to be fine. There will not be retaliation.
Yeah,
okay. you
just you did you did
you did what you had to
a
do.
A good turn for the animals, and that's all that was done. So.
Yeah, that dog came to me in a dream and barked at me, and I said, "That's it. That's his sign. He needs help."
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yep. Well, thank you for doing that. As a pet
thank
lover,
you.
I appreciate that you did it.
Oh, thank you very much. I do care for animals. They're innocent.
Yeah, they are. They very much are.
Okay.
So I hope there's more people like you. Well, good luck to you, but feel safe in your house. You're fine.
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay, thank
All
you
right,
for calling
you
in.
Calling.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice Friday. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Nicole, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Nicole from Atlanta, Georgia. How you doing?
I'm wonderful, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. I've been working on trying to open up my chakras. I was told by another psychic that my root chakra and my heart chakra was a little weak. So the last few days I've been working on it, and ever since I've been working on it, I've been working on it with the Tibetan singing bowls, and they're really powerful and they're very strong, and I've been having some major vivid dreams. I mean, it feels like I'm just, like, right there. And I think I'm trying to understand the dream state. It's bringing me back to a person that I've had some discord or some hardship with, and it ended abruptly, and I just moved on and kept going. But I guess my soul didn't heal from it properly. Can you help me understand the dream?
Okay, why don't you tell us about the dream?
Well, it's kind of sexual, but it has to do with an ex-boyfriend, and I walked inside this house, don't even know the house where I was, but he was just about ready to have sex with another girl, and I chased the girl off, and I just looked at him like he was crazy, and then he tried to pull me back in to have sex with him, and I was like, no way, but I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Okay, now what I want you to do is you're going to sit back and you're going to decipher and discern for yourself what rings true for you, and you're going to pay attention to how your gut feels when I'm talking about this. So if you want to close your eyes,
mm-hmm.
the house represents, and just pay attention. Marie and I don't need to know the details of the house, but go back and remember what the house looked. Was it debilitated? Was it strong? Because that represents you. That's you. And when you went inside, pay attention to the rooms that you went in. So if it was a bedroom, that's your subconscious mind. It's what's going on. The males and the females that you saw were aspects of yourself, the masculine and the feminine energies, that aren't getting along. There's discord between those two because there's imbalance.
Okay.
So what you want to do is you want to go in and you want to release the imbalance and the discord between those aspects of yourself.
Okay.
And you're
going to
go
in
and you're going to forgive both the masculine and the feminine because we have masculine and feminine within us.
Okay.
I feel you shifting already with this. So you're letting this go. It's coming off of your body. And you're going to give permission to those discords, parts of yourself, to go into the light because it needs permission to go into the light. Those belief systems, the way they used to be, no longer serve your highest and best good anymore. They're not 100% of the light anymore. And they do deserve to go into the light because they're going to be transmutated into the light again because they came from unconditional love and they're worthy of that love. Doesn't matter what it's about. It's not just current lifetime stuff. It's past lifetime stuff also.
Okay.
And it's about your feminine energy honoring the masculine energy, and then the new masculine energy, that which is gentle, loving, and supportive and encouraging and empowering, is embracing the feminine energy as well. And now, can you see or even visualize, like, there's this heart with both of them coming together?
And
you feel your body, and so those energies are going to honor one another. And every day you have to ask that your left brain honors the right brain, part of your brain, that your right brain honors your left part of your brain. And that's the same with the energies, that they work together. It's a partnership, that they come into unity consciousness. I'm just watching this. As you're doing this, I'm watching all the sacred geometry that's coming in and changing it.
I got someone at my door. Can you hold one? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, not a problem. Go ahead. Go do what you got to do. The energy's, I'll hold your space so the energy still works.
Okay.
And, folks, I'm still holding the space for the energy still coming in. It's shifting. Do you have any insight that you want to give to her on that?
Oh, she's not on.
No, but
sorry about that.
Oh, there. Okay. Go ahead. And then, Marie, I'm going to continue. The energy is going to continue to shift. I'm going to do the energetic aspect of it, and Marie will give you any feedback that she's getting on this, so I'm going to still be working on it.
Well, and what I was picking up as you were describing the dream is that there are some trust and boundary issues that you're working through, and, you know, that maybe were not resolved with the with your ex-boyfriend either. So just examine those as well, if you have anything still left over.
Okay.
And now trust and boundary issues have to do with lifetimes. And that's not just with male and females. It's also parts of yourself, the feminine, masculine energies of yourself. It's everything. So it's working on really good boundaries for yourself with others, and not just physically, but energetically, etherically, spiritually. It's on all levels because we're not just our physical body. And I see your root chakra starting to open up more.
Okay.
Because you're going to connect differently to the earth than what you did before. You're going to be in a more healthy way of connecting with her. New roots.
You got a lot of green going around your heart chakra right now. A lot of green light.
Good.
And your heart chakra has been closed down for some time because of trust. Not trusting. And it's not just trusting others. It's not trusting yourself on making good decisions. And you make good decisions, you do. You're not responsible for how the outcome is. You have to remember that.
This
and now
just,
I see your legs just shifting, so you might feel some stuff going on with your legs, tingles.
Yeah, I was feeling
that's
that.
Just, that's energy that's shifting right now. It's old ways that you've been stuck in old ways of believing on a deep level, not just a conscious level, but a subconscious level as well. I'm also getting this energy, too. So there's a part of me that's needed. So, Marie,
I'm sweating all of a sudden. I'm like, jeez.
Yeah, I'm sweating, too.
So we get the energy to work as much as the next person.
Wow.
So it's still working. So when I'm silent here, it's just because the energy is shifting right now.
I had to stand up because it's so hot.
Yeah, I'm burning up. I'm literally sweating.
And that's just energy. And now what you're doing is you're going to give it permission to release and let go into the light, to the healing angels, to where they're going to surround it, and they're going to purify and transmutate it and turn it into the purest form of divine love and light. And then once it's the purest form of love and light, it gets to come back to you because it's an aspect of you. But it can no longer be above the light. It's in the light, for the light, of the light, and with the light. We all come from the light. We're never above it. We're never below it. We're in it, with it, of it, for it. And now your feet are being really worked on right now. So your chakras in your feet are opening up more. There's been a lot of muck and yuck in them. So it's just letting that old stuff go out. And boy, are you shifting really fast. So you're like, you're ready to take this on. You're shifting big time.
Yeah, I've been working on it all day today.
And then when you do this every day, it's amazing how we're on top of our game when we do it every single day. So this is going to be working on you because I see a lot of emotional attachments to this that are very, very ancient, very old. So just it's going to continue to work because in my head as I'm talking to you, I'm already setting the space for you, and I'm anchoring this 100% light in your space to the northwest, southeast, as above, so below, as well as within. So you're going to shift, but then you have to give permission that this new beautiful energy that supports you is allowed to come in and integrate within your celestial bodies and spaces, your astral, your etheric, and your spiritual body and spaces, and especially your mental and emotional body and spaces to the northwest, southeast, as above, so below, as well as within, and all of your chakras. And now you want to clear your chakras. We're calling upon Archangel Metatron to wash, cleanse, and clear your chakras. And I'm hearing 1 through 10 with you right now, front and back, including your feet chakras and your hand chakras. And then once he does that, that they're going to be aligned, balanced, harmonized, synchronized, and fully activated. And then you're going to bring your root chakra and connect it with your third eye.
Okay.
Front and back. And that it's vibrating at the highest vibration for your highest and best good. And the highest frequency for your highest and best good. In the most positive way. So now I'm seeing all this light coming into you right now. And you just have to say yes.
Yes.
Allow it to come in. And that you're going to integrate it within all your bodies and spaces that I mentioned before. And that you can integrate it with ease and grace. And it can be very subtly that it settles. And that you're giving it permission to go up and down your legs and your feet as well and into the earth, because you want it to go into your earth seed.
Yes.
And you're connecting with your soul star. So from the ground all the way up above your head, it's going to be, and man, you're shifting really fast.
Ooh.
You're almost finished already.
I can feel it in my neck.
Yep. And so what you want to do, what that means, you're going to drink a lot of water so that it so it prevents dehydration. And we need it big time right now because a lot of people are dehydrated, including myself. We need to drink water. And put, if you have any lemon or limes, juice into it or oils so that you can drink it, and it will help balance your pH.
Okay.
And you want to do that every single day.
Okay.
So drink the amount of water that you're feeling drawn to. And then you want to be very mindful of your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your actions, your words, and what others say around you, what you say to them, everything that you listen to, computer, music, TV, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you're this bright vibration right now, so you want to stay in that.
Yeah.
So thank you, because you shared it with Marie and myself.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate that. Have a great day, ladies.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I'm still going to listen.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, so we have 2 minutes.
Okay.
And we have 2 callers left, so let's see if we can get them both done. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Gina from Georgia.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, Gina. Do you have a question or comment?
It's a question. Lately, I've been going through some personal changes as far as going through a divorce. And what I'm hearing from other readers or clairvoyants, that I'm going through this for a reason and why it hit me so hard. And I'm supposed to help others, apparently in relationships, and maybe start writing and doing speaking engagements. So I don't know if this is going to become to like a relationship coaching for me, or is it something else that I'm supposed to get from this?
Well, first thing I heard was your experiences will allow you to relate to others and help others. So, yes. Yep.
And to continue with your healing work, and yes, you'd be able to use this with relationships, with couples.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely would. But you need to be in a really good space to be able to do that. But no better than a better coach than somebody who's been there, done it.
Exactly.
Because you want to be able to really come from your heart and be able to help others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you walk
and,
on the right path. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was just thinking in my head, I'm like, why are they bringing this up? Because, of course, everybody goes through personal changes in divorce, but it would just seem like it was like a sinking, you know, it was just like, oh, God, I keep repeating it. So I said, okay, I guess that's my purpose, to help others in this area. And I like relationships, don't get me wrong. I do. Yep. I just was trying to stay away from the counseling piece in some sense. Because it can be draining. And that's like, okay, all right. But,
when you're when you're able to speak the truth and be able to put it in, with a positive twist, you'll be amazed at what goes on.
Thank you so much because we are out of time and we're going to get cut off here in a second. But thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you.
And sorry we didn't get to everyone. Have a great weekend, everybody.
But you're on the right path, so keep doing what you're doing.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.